Hi, folks. This is Sunny James with another motivational moment. And today I was thinking I was outside walking the dogs with my husband Dale, and we were out there having a good time. And of course, it's winter time here in Pennsylvania, and we're coming through into the thaw and starting to get ready for spring. But today the clouds were gone, and the sky was just the most beautiful blue you could imagine. And you know what? It made me think about some really important things that I want to pass on to you, and that is, sometimes we get our head up in the clouds and we can't see. Okay? Our vision becomes blocked and we can't see to focus on what it is that we want for ourselves in life. So I don't know if that's you or not. I know sometimes in life that's the way it's been for me. You get so much going on in life that things just get a big blur and you can't seem to see clear to see the focus on what it is that you want to do, your goals and your motivation for yourself. So, think about that beautiful blue sky next time you see it when it's just beautiful and clear, and think about, are you focusing? Are you got your mind cleared up to where you can see your goal, you see and focus on it, see that dream out there that you've been wanting? And I want to invite you to start taking action. Because I'll tell you what, when I think back and I look back at how my life was going nowhere fast, I wasn't living and focusing on my dreams and doing the important things I should have been doing for myself and my family. And it was back when I got hit by that drunk driver. That moment woke me up. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for that moment, I'm not sure, but I know one thing that I've learned, and that is every day that goes by is a day that is gone and we can't get it back. And so when I got in that accident and I was all crippled up there for a couple of years and couldn't do much, I couldn't even play my guitar, which was one of my favorite things and one of my dreams was to become a recording artist. And that's a little bit of my song you hear in the beginning and the ends of all my motivational moments. It's called My Take on Life. And during that time that I was off work, one of the key things I started to do was to listen to and read positive learning material, and that taught me some really important key success habits. And I'll tell you, I cannot begin to tell you the positive impact that that had on my life that literally changed my life forever. So get this, folks. I wasn't living my dream, and then I started focusing on my dream because of what happened in that accident made me realize some stuff. So get this. In like 4 or 5 short years, I went from not living my dream to go on to recording not one CD, but 4 CDs of all my original music. I went on to record 2 music videos. I've been on radio, national television, on television locally and all around 3 states around me. I've been on some of the finest stages helping to inspire and motivate others, spreading my music out there to folks. I got to open up for the Confederate Railroad. I've been in our newspapers various times and just had so much fun with this dream. And you know what happened was I started working for our local school district as a maintenance tech just as I was finishing up my first CD and it was getting ready to get released. And this is how I became a motivational speaker was like I said, at the same time I started there, my CD was getting released. So, I was on TV, on the radio, and the newspaper and stuff. So all the students knew who I was. So anytime I walked into a school to do some work there, the kids would come up and want my autograph and high five me and, want to talk to me and stuff like that. And I'd high five them, tell them to do good in school and this and that. And a couple of the principals from some of the schools realized what a positive impact I had on the students and approached me and asked me, said, Sonny, would you mind bringing in your guitar someday and playing some songs for the students? Because you just have such a wonderful impact. And they're just chattering, oh, Sonny James was here. And it just lifts their spirits, that your presence here. And I was just amazed and blown away by that. And I was like, well, of course, I'd love to bring in my guitar and sing some songs for the students. And that was another life-changing moment for me because when I did that day, no one told me to say anything motivational or inspirational to these students. But for some reason, I just felt compelled to when I stepped on stage and started singing and playing some songs for the students. I just felt so important to say some important messages to the students about being respectful and kind to each other and doing the best they can in school and how important their education is for them for the rest of their life. And that just I just felt such a passion to say those things. And I'll tell you, as I was doing that over a couple of years, I started doing some motivational programs for school districts on a regular basis. And not only were the students getting a lot out of it, but so were the teachers. So I realized that adults needed this motivation and inspiration as well. Now, so I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just saying all these things to let you realize how much I accomplished in such a short period of time. And the main reason why that was even became possible was because of the success habits that I learned and started to apply when I was listening and reading positive learning material. And I was broke, folks. I was flat broke. We almost lost everything we owned when we were in that accident. I mean, we were penniless. We were living day to day. Our roof was leaking. We had pots and pans throughout the kitchen and the living room, catching water coming down through the roof. I mean, we were living on hot dogs and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and it was not a fun place to be, let me tell you. And I was in so much pain and agony from the whiplash I had in my neck and stuff. I just can't explain to you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. What matters is where you are right now today and where you it is that you want to go in life. And that's all you need to know. So take this stuff and go forward with it. Because I tell you what, when you start focusing and believing in yourself and believing in your dream, there is something magical that happens that doors just start coming open when you truly believe and you truly start focusing and you truly start taking action. It wasn't until I got hit by that drunk driver, got crippled up, that I realized how much time had gone by in my life and how much I had wanted to do certain things with my music and live my dream, and I just never took action. So if that wouldn't happen, I don't know what would happen. But it did. It woke me up. I realized my son and I almost lost our lives in that moment, and I thought, you know what? Man, how silly I was when I was healthy and young and vibrant, not to have taken action on my dreams, and I just that's what sparked me into doing what I do now. As time evolved and things took place, and at that moment in time, I said, you know what? I don't care what happens from this day forward. When I get myself healed up here, I'm going to go after my dream. Nothing's going to stand in my way. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm broke. I'm penniless, but I'm going to do it. And you know what? I did it. And you know what? It was so worth every bit of time and effort and all the frustration I had to go through to do that and accomplish that. But I'll tell you what it releases inside yourself. When you believe in yourself and you believe in your dream and you have a passion and you put your focus on it and you go after it, there's nothing like that in the whole entire world. And you can't buy that. Money can't buy that. Drugs can't give that to you. Nothing can give it to you except for living your dream. I can't explain it to you. So go out there and do it, folks. Go out there because there's no amount of time that we're going to be here on the earth. We could be here today, gone tomorrow. I almost was. And all I know is at the end of my life, I'm going to be glad when I stand there at that point in time, even if it's 5 minutes from now. I'm going to look back and say, man, I'm glad I did what I wanted to do and live my dream. And you can too. And I don't want to be someone that's at the end of my life looking back saying, man, I wish I would have, because you know what? It's going to be too late. I hope this was good motivation and inspiration for you to get up off your butt and start living your dream. Start doing it because no one can do it for you. Don't catch yourself at the end of your life saying, man, I wish I would have. Get out there. Do it now. Start living in the moment. Start focusing. Get your head clear. Think about what it is. What do you want to do? Go do it. Go on. Now, before I end this motivational moment, as always, I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to subscribe to this podcast or YouTube or wherever you're listening to my voice from. And to help you out, I put together a free digital guide that shows you step by step the exact success habits that I have learned from that positive learning material that I told you about that has helped me be able to go through and accomplish and achieve my dreams and the things that I want to do and become a better person. And I want to give that to you as a free gift. So if you just go over to my website at sunnyjames.com/guide, that's SunnyJames /GUIDE. Get busy living your dream now. Let's go.
You see a little bit of this, a little.